Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. The heat wave that just relaxed its grip slightly on the Pacific Northwest was unprecedented in the history of the region, indeed of the entire United States. It came earlier in the year, set more all-time records, and set them by unprecedented margins of, in some cases, 20 to 30 degrees. That it has backed off for now means nothing, as Governor Jay Inslee of Washington State understands. This is climate change. This, he said on national TV, is the beginning of a permanent emergency. Underground and surface water in the region are depleted. Crops over much of the state are damaged or dead. Human health has been affected by temperatures and humidity levels that are simply not survivable in a region where air conditioning is regarded as unnecessary. Meanwhile, the drought over the entirety of the American Southwest is proceeding implacably into similar record-breaking territory. The West has never seen a drought like this, especially so early in the dry season, according to climate journalist Brian Kahn. We are in a climate emergency. Over 90% of the western region, home to 98 million people, is in a drought, and 56% of the region is in the two highest classifications of drought. 54 large wildfires are currently burning in the region. None of this would have been quite so startling had the Trump administration not suppressed an EPA report completed 3 years ago, detailing damage already done to the country by climate change and specifying for the first time for the EPA that harm is being done by human activity. Finally released by the Biden administration last month, the EPA report says the country has entered an unprecedented era in which the effects of climate change are more visible, more numerous, and coming on faster than ever before. The report details the multiple heat waves, extended droughts, expanded wildfire seasons, melting permafrost, vanishing Arctic sea ice, and coastal flooding that are among the manifestations of a rising emergency now afflicting in one way or another every town, city, or rural community in the country. Those are the words of the EPA administrator. Other reports, all of them strident in their declarations of emergency, are emerging all over the world. A team of scientists studying ice sheets and ocean currents has concluded that they are approaching tipping points at which they begin to generate feedback loops that accelerate each other's deterioration. Other scientists have measured a significant slowing of the ocean currents that transfer tropical heat to the North Atlantic and Europe, a trend that, if continued, could dramatically accelerate sea level rise on the U.S. East Coast and alter the climate of Europe, among other things. Did I say if it continues? It's going to continue. And in Florida, a shattered condominium high-rise building stands in what may turn out to be mute testimony to the increasing savagery of climate change. We now know that rising seawater, salt water, has been infiltrating the building's concrete basement during every unusually high tide for decades. And we're now told that during the 1990s, the building was observed to be sinking at a rate of 2 millimeters per year into the reclaimed wetlands on which it was built. These things were noted, reported, and ignored. Maddeningly, the EPA report concludes with the same mealy-mouthed, craven disclaimer that every official and journalistic description of climate change seems to find necessary, that things will soon get really rough if somebody doesn't do something. As its own report made abundantly clear, the emergency is here. The disaster is unfolding. It is far too late to avoid it. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.